Dr. Anthony Jordan is in to kōrero about the push that we are seeing here. Our rangatahi are doing their best. There's a big event at Eden Park. There are also pop-up clinics at a number of our kurikaupapa Māori apopo. Anthony Jordan, of course, from Ngāti Wahi, heads our northern region vaccination response. Thanks for joining us on the program again, Anthony. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so look, the push is still on. And I guess the main thing is we don't give up. We've got many of our rangatahi who are yet to be vaccinated. Of course, we've got our tamariki as well, who are in line for the same in the not-too-distant future. But the push this weekend, how important is that, Anthony?
Very important. It's very vital for us to see tamariki protected as early as possible, and getting those rates up amongst Māori, especially our young people, to that 90% target.
Is that achievable, do you sense? Some media saying that it's pie in the sky. How far away are we from it, Māori? And do you still harbour confidence that we'll get there?
I do. I would get people to look at the rates of Māori over the age of 50 that have exceeded 90% now. The understanding that this is not just about protecting yourself, but it's actually about protecting your whole whānau. And I think that message really resonates with all ages in Māoridom.
There have been people learning to vaccinate. For instance, I spoke with the Tumuaki out at Tuani Waititi, and some of the teachers, even ex-students, had a session with Rauri Jansen, so that they too were able to administer the vaccine. So there's not an unwillingness by our people to get the job done, certainly not those who believe that the vaccination's our only way to freedom, so to speak. But what would you say of a willingness to get involved? And indeed, our rangatahi, look at this ira.kaupapa, got your dot, instead of got your vax, I got your jab.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of willingness out there to join the vaccination program because people recognise, just as you said, this is our way out. This is how we protect our people. And some of the stuff that we're seeing now is really organic in terms of ideas by tamariki to roll out to other tamariki. So that's really important to make sure the messages that we have are fit for purpose for that age group.
Do you think we'll have the job done by Christmas, Anthony?
I hope well before Christmas. I want people well vaccinated before they start to travel around the Motu. So I hope it's done before Christmas, definitely.
And what plans for you and your team over the weekend? I know the youngsters have got a sort of vax thing going on. What about the wider kaimahi that you oversee?
So our teams are in supporting all of those events across the Tāmaki region, and I'll be out on Saturday and again on Sunday, making sure that I'm doing my bit to vaccinate our people.